BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Today you can hear my chat with Nick Jonas backstage at Radio 1's Big Weekend. We talk about his favourite music, making sexy videos and neck pillows. It's Bumble AO Wednesday and Alice Levine's on Real or No Real, including some breaking cake news about Colin the Caterpillar.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
Afternoon, it's Mills here. Hi, Lena on Twitter, who says, so funny watching people listening to Radio 1 while in standstill traffic on the M56 and watching them all have a little car dance to Justin Timberlake. Yeah, you can tell what radio station people are listening to often, can't you?
Yeah, you really can. And it's when you try and give them a nod of approval, because you kind of want them to know that you're listening to the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's like a joint experience.
Just in the car next door, it's like, mm-hmm, yep, same. Also, Lauren off of Rye says, I have an early request for Bumble AO. It's Wednesday already. What's going on?
Yeah.
Bumble AO Wednesday.
This week has proper thrown me up.
Yeah.
It's like it's all gone random. It's all shorter week, isn't it? Because
it's
bank holiday.
Big weekend and then bank holiday. She says, it's been a terrible week because first week back off holidays from school. So I think we all need the terrible school orchestra to get us going in the gap today on Bumble AO Wednesday. Now, where did that come about? That's good. Do you remember the school orchestra?
Yeah.
Where they're playing terribly, the instruments.
I do remember, because it actually was from ages and ages ago on the show. When Becky used to be on the show...
Oh, yes.
Me and Becky pretended that we had a child.
Yes.
I'm not really sure why.
I can't remember why either.
That child was playing in the school orchestra there.
Yes.
And that we were very proud of him.
Yes.
Now, okay. I don't understand why on earth we would have done that, but that's the vague explanation there.
Yeah, I mean, just time goes by and you forget why you would have ever said that you'd had a child with Becky.
I'm sure the child was named Maximus Aurelius as well.
Well remembered. Wow. Old school. If we've still got that terrible school orchestra, it is great. We'll try and dig it out for you a bit later.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Laura and Lee and Naomi and Emily, all really, really big Nick Jonas fans, and looking forward to the interview at 1:30. So we did it on Saturday morning. It was just me and Jonas opposite each other. On a bench, like a little picnic table at a festival, having like a really relaxed chat. It was really nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing this because I've not heard this yet. And also, I think it's really nice, the idea that Nick Jonas is out of a studio doing an interview.
Yeah, it was quite cool.
Yeah.
We did have to move the bins just before the interview because we're like, can't interview American superstar Nick Jonas next to the rubbish bin. So I had them moved, Chris.
that's the power you have.
So we talk about music. We talk about him being in relationships or not. We talk about him taking his clothes off. It's all there. Just after 1:30, Nick Jonas on Radio 1, ahead of his set at Big Weekend. And we'll play that as well. Yesterday was a good day for innuendo bingo. Danny Howard was on, and it was a pretty wet one.
Mm.
It's on Radio 1's YouTube channel. Next, we're going to The Real Versailles on BBC Two. Now, I don't know what historian James Daybell has shown to presenter Lucy Worsley, but... Water. Don't know what James has shown her, but she loves it.
Historian James Daybell is guiding me through the lost world of 17th century espionage.
This is so much more significant and atmospheric than licking the fluff, isn't it?
It is. It is.
They were talking about wax seals on letters there and how much more exciting they are than just licking an envelope.
This is so much more significant and atmospheric than licking the fluff, isn't it?
It is. Yes.
It was good to have Danny Howard on yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, really good.
Turned into a little bit of a wet T-shirt competition. Ho! It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel now. Danny Howard playing innuendo bingo. Have a watch.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend, Exeter.
Hi, Nick Jonas.
Hello.
You have made it to Exeter.
I have made it. And it's not raining.
It's not raining for the first time in years.
It's great.
It's actually quite hot today.
It is a little warm.
It's hot for the UK, yeah. I remember when I spoke to you on the phone a few weeks ago and you said that you were going to try and get a tractor to get on site. But I don't think that happened.
You got a helicopter.
You got a helicopter.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That's quite cool. And
and
will you be helicoptering off after your performance?
I will be. Like, straight after.
Straight after?
Yeah.
So you're, like, no hanging around?
Well, I wish I could, but I have to get back to London for some things.
Okay. So busy.
So busy.
You've had a few travel problems this week.
I have. It's been a bit of a nightmare.
Where did you get stuck?
Paris. I was there doing some promo, and I was supposed to be with Nick Grimshaw in the morning.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let me go through the UK border side over there on the Eurostar because there was just some complications with the visa thing. But it all ended up being fine.
Did
Basically,
you kick
I got
off?
Through. My security guy who was with me did. But everyone else in my group went straight through. And they cleared our passports, right? And then they were like, all right, you have 10 minutes to get on the train, but that's not enough time. We cut it off at 12 minutes. So you can no longer get on the train. So I missed Nick in the morning.
Yeah, that would have been annoying.
I was really bummed because, Jon Snow was there.
Jon Snow was there. I mean, out of all the shows.
He came back from the dead, and I was supposed to interview him.
I know.
But it all worked out because then I got to do a pre-taped interview with Emilia Clarke.
Oh, it's all good.
And I was so happy about that.
You've had quite a week. I mean, you were supposed to interview Jon Snow, but you did end up meeting the Duchess of Cornwall.
I did.
Yes. Camilla.
Yes.
How was that?
Pretty intimidating. She's so kind and very approachable, actually.
What did she say?
She's like, I'm so nervous. And I was like, me too. And we were reading these stories submitted by these kids who, you know, won a prize and the whole thing. That part was so nerve-wracking. You know, I can get up and sing in front of, you know, people, no problem. But, like, when you ask me to just read off a sheet of paper, I become totally, unable to do it.
Was this your first meeting with British royalty?
It was.
Wow.
Yeah, first time. It was really special. And I was really happy last minute before I left LA that I packed my suit because I I needed it.
Always pack a suit. So no chance to hang about and see any other artists today?
I'm going to try to catch a bit of Meghan Trainor.
Yeah. I just saw her, actually. Have you seen her yet?
I haven't seen her. Is she here?
Yeah, she's here in rollers. She's got her hair in rollers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Not
roller skates.
That'd be cool.
Although I would like to see that. Because you're kind of friends with her, right?
Yeah, we've known each other now for a couple of years.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
She told me, or she didn't tell me, she told Nick Grimshaw, I think, that you organized great parties for her, or did organize a good party.
Yes, I basically organized her 21st birthday party.
Are you like a party planner?
In my free time, I'm also a party planner.
Yeah.
I had a friend in Miami who has an art gallery, a really amazing art gallery, and after hours, we shut it down, and it becomes a bit of like a kind of a club almost. We get the right group of people in there, and a couple tequila shots later, Meghan Trainor was celebrating her 21st.
On rollers.
That's dangerous.
Have you organized parties for anyone else or just Meghan?
I've organized parties that people have come to. It was not specific to them. It was just having to be her birthday. But after the Billboard Music Awards, I had a little party, at Mr. Chow's at the new Caesar's Palace. It was really nice. We hung out there. It was like me, Fifth Harmony. I posted a picture with them, Shawn Mendes and Kate Beckinsale. A few people came out. Troy's been amazing. It's awesome.
Yeah, he's cool. That's a good group of people right there, isn't it?
It is. A solid crew.
Yeah. Do you ever look at your diary and get frightened when you see that there are literally no days off?
Well, you know what? I was having this conversation yesterday with my friend. He's like, when's your next holiday? I was like, I don't really have one for about 9 months. But I'm okay with it. I am genuinely okay with it because I work in days here and there where I can, sneak away for part of the day and see the city I'm in. And I get to go to some really cool places. So it's okay.
Do you ever have to do that in kind of a convoy of people, or do you have to just put the hood up and the shades on?
Yeah, the hat, shades, keep it low-key, tight group of people, maybe two or three friends, and just roll.
So let's say if you were in London or Manchester, like where would we maybe spot you? Well, we wouldn't spot you because you're wearing a hat and glasses, but
yeah,
where would you go?
In London, I've spent quite a bit of time in London, so I'd probably try to go somewhere else,
right?
Like Exeter. there's this place. I'm a big golfer. I like to play golf. So this place in Luton called the Grove.
Yes,
I love that place.
Oh, I
go
know.
Go spend
what you
a
mean.
Weekend there.
Yeah,
play some golf. Actually, I went one time and G8 Summit was there. And so I'm playing golf and there's literally, like, you know, armed guards everywhere and tanks and all this stuff.
And you're like, for me?
I'm like, this is great. Looks expensive, but...
Yeah. I saw that you had to confirm again on Twitter that you're single. That must get boring. Yeah.
It does get a little annoying. You know, sometimes you get asked a question, right, in an interview, and you're very clear about the answer. I mean, people just take liberties and kind of turn it into something more.
I felt that you were a bit annoyed yesterday with that.
I was a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. If that's the worst thing happening in my world, then I've got bigger problems. I don't know.
Where do you think that comes from? Because if you've made it so clear, then how does it get made into a headline that says that it's something else?
Well, you know, I think it's all about selling magazines or newspapers and getting clicks on a website. So I understand it. The strange thing is, like, I could sit here and get angry about these situations and you know, talk about it. But the reality is that, you know, it's a part of their job. And so I have to respect that and just say, you know, take it for what it is. It's a little bit of intrusive and kind of annoying, but it's part of it. And I know they have a job to do. I have a job to do, you know. So it is what it is. Mm.
I really want to know about your ambassadors that going to sign up, because I'm kind of intrigued by it. Are they like super fans, or are they like people that are going to steer where your career goes? You're going to meet up with them? What's going
to
happen?
Well, basically, yeah, I had this idea to get some eyes and ears on the ground, because, you know, social media gives you a nice connection one-on-one, but it is kind of from a bird's eye view. You know, you don't really get that human contact that you want. You know, I had this idea to basically select 15 to 20 ambassadors from around the world, different people, you know, people that have been loyal super fans for years, or people that you know, are passionate about my next steps and want to get involved in helping, you know, progress things forward. So it's going to be a collection of people in different, you know, ranges of kind of what they're into. And the idea is to sit with them a couple times a year and, you know, talk about what they want, how I can, you know, better serve all the fans and you know, a deeper connection there, but also me giving them some direction as to things I'm passionate about, want to get them involved in and kind of unify with their, you know, their country or whatever to make it happen.
So it's just finding out a bit more about them, really. It's like, because obviously you know exactly where you want your career to go.
Yeah.
So what do you hope that they can bring?
Well, I'd love to have, you know, I'd love to have a connection with all of my fans one-on-one. That is a goal, obviously, but that is very tough. So the idea is to select these individuals and have them really focus on engaging with the other fans in their territories and wherever they're from, so that, you know, we can build this thing together. Because I really do want them to take ownership of, you know, how truly blessed I am to have had the success I've had, because I think it's all thanks to them. So it's an exciting idea. I hope it all comes together and is as great as it is in my head.
Yeah. Your new album is called Last Year Was Complicated. Also, there's, am I right in saying there's a documentary too?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so quite cool. I saw the trailer yesterday.
There's a guy around here somewhere filming. I don't know if he and a team of guys called Black Coffee have been filming basically my every move for about 200 days. And
Everything.
Pretty
everything.
Much. Everything. It's, you know, more so than the album even, which is my most personal work I think I've ever done.
Yeah.
I think this documentary is making me more nervous, you know, because it's such a behind closed doors look. I've seen the first two episodes.
Right.
It's like a series.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's going to be on Tidal. And they're about, you know, 10 minutes each. And the first one, my friend, my very close friend directed and, you know, was with me in my house in Mammoth asking me all these questions. You know, only your friends can ask you the questions that are really sensitive, you know, and get into the kind of psyche of it all. And we may have had one or two drinks to kind of loosen up, and it gets really deep. And even actually me watching it back, I was thinking, man, there's a lot of things that I'm realizing about myself in watching this and kind of the way I think and process things. And I'm excited for people to see it, but also really nervous.
Is there anything that you saw and you kind of wanted it to be cut?
Well, thankfully, it's in my control. So maybe I did cut one or two things.
Okay.
But it's all pretty much there.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is, like, I didn't want to pull any punches. I wanted to just be kind of all out.
Yeah. Without giving too much away, what will we be surprised at?
Well, you'll be surprised that, okay, so my house in Mammoth, which is about 6 hours north of L.A.,
yeah,
it's where I wrote a lot of the record, and Joe and I have the place together. It's like a ski town.
Right, yeah, because you and Joe live together.
We live together in L.A., and then we have this place in Mammoth as well.
Right.
But the house has a hot tub outside, and we, you know, every night kind of ends up in the hot tub. You know, just kind of, it's freezing outside, but you're looking out and snowing and sitting in the hot tub. It's a great vibe. So me and my friend, who actually plays my brother on Kingdom, the TV show I do, he directed this episode. He's interviewing me, and I'm in the hot tub. We're in there for like 2 hours, and I started to go a bit loopy, I think, and really open up. And it's kind of strange. Like, I'm not gonna lie, watching it back, it's like, I've never seen an interview in the hot tub like this. That wasn't like, you know, I don't know, like Big Brother or something.
Yeah,
you know? But it's really like personal, and you kind of forget the fact that, wait, he's in a hot tub right now.
Yeah, and also I think more pop star interviews need to be in hot tubs from now on.
It's actually my pitch for your new show. You should do your interviews in a hot tub.
Do you know what? That would be
your skin might go a little pruny.
Is it like, you know, when you go in them and they're like, you're not supposed to be in there for any more than 20 minutes?
Oh,
you
were in there for 2 hours.
That's why you went loopy.
That is why.
Yeah. You've said before that most people now have seen you in your underwear.
Did I say that?
Yeah, therefore you feel like you can change in front of anyone now.
Kind of, yeah.
Is that true?
It is true.
Like, I mean, you guys, you've seen this before.
It is a little bit like, I don't know, it's more people I work with, you know, because they were obviously there when I did that photo shoot or whatever. So I'm not like conservative necessarily around them about changing and whatever else. So if someone came in that wasn't really in the inner circle and just hung out for a day, they'd be like, oh, wow, he's got no problem just ripping his clothes off.
Everywhere. You know, after you do those photo shoots, you must have to, it's hard work, right? You want to look the best you can.
Yeah.
Straight afterwards, do you just go and have a burger?
Absolutely. Pizza, burger, at the same time.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's usually like, it's usually a pizza. Someone asked me yesterday, actually, what kind of pizza I like, because I was saying, you know, that, I was actually talking about this, when I get the chance to kind of just let go and do whatever, I have a pizza. And they asked me what kind of pizza I like, and I gave a hyper-specific, you know, answer. Tell me if you think this is strange.
Okay, go.
For me to answer a pizza question like this.
What's your favorite pizza?
Whole wheat crust, fig spread, prosciutto, arugula, Parmesan. Doesn't that sound amazing?
Yeah, it's pretty specific.
Because it is an amazing pizza. Sure, it may have taken me longer than just saying, pepperoni.
Yeah.
But then I'd be simple, you know?
You've put some real American words in there as well. We don't really have that in Exeter. Like when I go
What's
to
that?
America and they go and they say, "What do you want?" and then and they'll say, "Do you want a side of fatuta with the arugula?" And I'm like, what are you talking about? Just give me a
arugula,
pepperoni.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
it's
and you
so
just
good.
Said some of those words.
Prosciutto,
there.
Prosciutto, arugula.
Okay, see, what's that?
Parmesan.
I know Parmesan.
Big spread.
You know when you make a video for instance, like Close, where it's pretty steamy, is it hard to act that out when you're not actually doing it with that person? How do you get in that zone?
You know, the acting stuff I've done now has helped me prepare for that. But it was pretty steamy, you know.
Yeah.
The rolling around on the floor stuff was also, you know, it was kind of aggravating because it hurt a lot.
Did it?
It was just cement, and we were just like throwing each other around. But Tove's a trooper, and I did my best to just, you know, not throw her too much so that we could actually get a few takes, because it was really painful. We both were sending pictures of, like, bruises on our legs and stuff. And
Wow, that's not really that sexy, is it?
It's not. So we were more inclined to get it in the first couple takes because we just wanted it to be over.
These are the pains that you have to go through for your art, you know?
Painful.
It looks sexy, but actually, it's just bruises.
It's just painful.
Yeah. You can actually recreate that video really well as well. I think, like in an office, we sometimes
with
Radio
office
One,
chairs,
with
yeah.
the chair. It's really good.
It works really well.
Yeah, it really does. You still share a house with Joe?
I do. Yeah.
Can you give me an insight into what that's like? He's got his crazy clothes everywhere.
Yeah, he's pretty. So I said recently on Ellen or something that he's really messy.
Right.
And then she was really sneaky and like surprised me. And like, so I'm there on the couch, right, talking about how messy Joe is and he's kind of a pain, you know, all of a sudden. And then she's like, surprise, Joe's here. Oh. And he was backstage like, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks very much.
So I will say Joe's a fantastic roommate if he's listening. I'm so happy that we're living in the same house.
And you
but he is a little messy.
I'm guessing the house is big enough, so you probably wouldn't see him that often.
It's not. It's like a normal size house, and I don't see him that often because we're both kind of on the move right now. He's touring with his band DNC with Selena, and it's all going very well for him. And so when we're back home, which we've really only stayed there at the same time, like probably 7 nights.
A year.
Well, we've only had it for about 3 months, but...
Right.
In the last 3 months, 7 nights probably,
yeah.
that we've actually both been there at the same time.
When Joe and DNC came in, there's a guy that wears all the kind of jewelry.
Yeah, Cole.
Cole, that's it. And he had, like, this big chain around his neck, and I was like, where did you get that? He stole it from a ferry. You know, from the Isle of Wight ferry. You know something where they put the kind of chain across to the bar?
It was like plastic.
Yeah, like that, and he had it around his neck.
He gets really creative with the...
But just literally took it off a ferry. Is there anything that you've, I want to say stolen, borrowed?
Borrowed.
Yeah, that you're quite proud of.
I can't say I have, actually. I mean...
Not even like a hotel robe?
Oh,
really
I
likes.
Mean, well, that doesn't count. Yeah, I mean, I've been known, so in certain hotels they have the Bulgari shampoo and body wash.
Yeah, which have all that
way. I would never... ever purchased that.
No.
I mean, but...
So just take it.
Just so the reality is it's the best smelling one, but I would never buy it because it's like insanely expensive. So
you wouldn't buy that?
I wouldn't buy it. No. That's too expensive. For that, it's like $300 for a shampoo.
Yeah, but it smells good and you're
and I don't really have that much hair.
That's true, actually. That's extravagant for that hair.
Yeah, it is. So I'll take those from the hotels, no problem.
Yeah.
And one time I took a washcloth. Scandal.
I think it was Demi Lovato that collects the hotel pillows.
Oh yeah, because when she flies, she needs like a huge pillow.
Right.
Needs. This is the key word. Because I've been like, Demi, you look ridiculous.
Yeah.
You can't walk around with that pillow.
I've seen pap shots of her with a
it's
massive
so funny.
Pillow.
She doesn't care though. I don't care.
She needs to get one of those neck ones.
I always wonder, like, how many pillows does she have at home?
Well, she has. I'm telling you, hundreds, because she steals them from every hotel.
I used to get a lot of neck pillows. That used to be not my thing, but I would buy. You know, each time I'd fly, I'd just get a new one because I would always forget it at home.
But don't you find your head just lolls around?
Yeah, and then I moved and I had some help moving, and the guy opened the closet and he was like, "You've got more neck pillows than anyone I've ever seen in my life."
I love that. What music are you listening to at the moment? What do you like?
You know, I know it's been out here for a while, but that Western song, Into, I really like that because I heard it on my last trip here. I love the Drake album.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing. I love this band called Lucius. Really great record. And then the Kanye album's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Did I hear you, when you were soundchecking, you did a little bit of Calvin Harris?
Yeah, I might throw that in there today.
Really?
I love that song.
It's a great song.
It's so good. It's like classic Calvin Harris.
Yeah.
And Rihanna. You know, just the minute you hear it, you're like, oh, yeah.
It's We Found Love Part 2.
Kind of, but I think it might be better.
Better than We Found Love?
I'd like it a lot. I'm not going to say it because it needs to grow me a little bit more even just to really solidify its place above We Found Love, but I think it's great.
Yeah. So you might throw that in today. That would be quite cool.
I might throw it in. I did the Zara Larsson cover. I like her music a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say about that. Yeah,
she's
you
great.
Covered that in the live lounge. She's really good.
She's awesome.
And she heard it and she really liked your cover.
She tweeted me.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
It's a very exciting moment for me. Within a couple minutes of each other, Zara Larsson tweeted me. The Duchess of Cornwall tweeted me. And Tom Hiddleston followed me on Twitter.
Oh, right. I saw this as well.
So let me just say,
you geeked out about the night manager.
I'm kind of famous now.
Yeah, you are. Apart from the border control,
I'm having a moment.
You're having a great week. did you meet Tom Hiddleston?
I met him before, but he was also reading at this event.
Right.
And I just was like, listen, I just got to be honest. I'm a huge fan of your show. I think it's brilliant. I think you're awesome. And he was like, it was genuinely, you know, you can tell someone's like, oh, thanks, you know, whatever. He was genuinely really, I think, pleased that I was willing to look like a nerd and just kind of, and he, you know, so then he followed me on Twitter.
Good times. Have you been DMing him?
No.
No. You will, though.
No DM exchanging. I mean, I just want to be on the show.
Do you?
Yeah. I would love to be on Night Manager. I think it'd be great.
Well, that's out there. That's good.
It's probably a great show.
I think the UK is probably the best show at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just really well done.
It's great.
Yeah. Are there any other UK shows that you like?
I've heard I got to get into Lucifer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to check that out too.
Okay. What is the best pop song of the last 5 years?
The best pop song of the last 5 years? In my opinion?
In your opinion, yeah.
Oh. It's hard to think like 5 years. I think Uptown Funk, probably.
Yeah.
Right?
Great song.
Great pop song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, maybe that Calvin Harris song. It's good.
You're really into that, aren't you?
I really dig it, yeah.
See, I would say that Levels is one of the best pop songs of the last 5 years.
Wow, that's very kind.
I really would.
Thanks so much.
I'd put it above Jealous, almost.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
That's
Jealous
amazing.
Is instant, but I think Levels is like, gets you a bit later on. I like it.
That's cool. Thanks. Yeah, appreciate that.
And are you going to be touring the UK at any point?
I'm hoping to come here. So Demi and I have the US and Canada portion of the tour. It starts at the end of June.
So it'll be you, her, and the pillow.
and a bus full of pillows, yeah, actually. Yeah. And then we're hoping to either come together over here to Europe, or we'll come separately in the fall or beginning of next year.
Okay, so not too far away.
Not too far off.
Well, listen, thank you so much for making it to Exeter today. How do you feel about being first on stage?
It's a lot of pressure. I got to set the tone here. So I'm going to go do some facial exercises to warm my face up, you know?
Do you actually do that?
No.
Oh.
But
I do
meditate. I do a little 11-minute meditation.
Okay.
Deep breaths in and out. And then I set an intention. Today's intention is to kick off this amazing weekend the right way. So okay.
Have you just done that now, or are you going to do it again in a minute?
I'm going to do it again in a minute, but I've also done it now. So
okay,
it's excellent. A double intention.
Thanks, Nick. Good chat.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Nice chat, that.
Yeah.
Loves
really?
Tom Hiddleston as well. Who doesn't know?
Yeah, he loves the Night Manager and wants to be in it. Laurie says, that was a really nice conversation, not just an interview. Thank you very much. Yeah, we were just kind of chilling. Ellie says, I think I'm in love with Nick Jonas even more after listening to him on Radio 1. So nice. And many people saying that he's welcome in their hot tub anytime. Who actually has a hot tub?
I thought he sounded really sound. In fact, like before then, if I'm honest, I wasn't sure how I felt about him.
But what do you mean?
Well, just because... I don't know, quite Americanized.
Yeah.
You know, but
I'm
going to
set an intention.
Yeah, I thought he came across sound in that.
I think he's so cool. Nick Jonas, thank you for that chat.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I can't think why, but I'm really enjoying the bangers bit of the show this week.
You're loving it.
It's really good.
Whereas I've got the fear. I'm 2-0 down, and there's a sort of desperate feel about things at the moment.
I think one of the best features we have ever done.
Yeah, of course.
But it's easy
to say when you're tuning up. Oh, my worry is it's Wednesday. After today, if I lose this, it's kind of over the hill and I'm heading for a five balling.
Yeah, an absolute whitewash could be happening.
Oh, no. Can you imagine?
Hello, Jemima.
Hi.
Yes, Jemima. How are you? You're right.
How are you?
I'm good. Where are you at the moment?
I'm in London.
What do you do?
I do costume design. I'm at uni.
Oh, right. Costume design for what?
Different films, maybe. I don't really know.
Oh, that's
films,
well cool.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just seeing where life takes me.
Okay. But what kind of costumes are these? Like sort of monster outfits, or just like strictly come dancing costumes?
No, I wish we were allowed to do things as sparkly as that, but we can't. They normally just be like kind of like period costumes, like historical, that kind of thing.
Got ya.
Tudor okay. vibes.
Yeah,
have you been enjoying all the big weekend stuff?
Yeah, I've been loving it. I was so gutted not to get tickets, but. There's been very good coverage.
There's been excellent coverage, even if we do say so ourselves.
Yes, Jemima.
Yes. I'm not paying
that. They gave me in the mood for Glastonbury.
Are you going?
Yeah, I can't wait.
What did you enjoy from Big Weekend?
I loved Coldplay's performance. I watched that and loved like Skepta, and Nick Jonas was good as well. And I had a bit of an interview did with him earlier. That was good.
Thank you very much. Wow.
Yeah, I loved it.
This guy's a dream.
I've never really been that big a Nick Jonas fan, but just because of the whole like Camp Rock days, but I like him now.
Yeah, he came across really well, didn't he?
You're awesome.
Let's all just forget about Camp Rock 2, shall we? Right,
yeah. Let's get down to business. Okay, so, right. Jemima, I've got a stress on. You can solve that today, potentially.
Or not. It's up to you. You can make him sweat a little bit harder. Here's what I've got for you. Are you ready?
Yeah,
I ready. Mean, it's a true return to form for me. Yes. Saturdays.
Oh.
Higher, one of their best.
I was like, I know what this is, but I couldn't tell you who it is.
Come on, Jemima, you love it.
Yeah, I love it. I've had it for ages.
No, funny that.
It's good.
All right. Listen, I'm 2-0 down, Jemima. I'm going for a desperate move here. I'm going right into the old school.
This is like 100 years old.
It's 100 years old, but it's Pharrell Williams and Jay-Z fronting. It's proper... proper, proper old school, but I've got to try something different here, Jemima. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, it's a tricky one.
It's good. It's good. It's a good song. It's really old.
There's been some but there has been some robberies this week. Example, Kickstart should have won, but it didn't.
What, against ASAP Rocky? Probably not. Jemima, it's all in your hands, really. I mean, it's like whether you want a bit of Pharrell or whether you just want a bit
it's
of good old-fashioned pop.
Yeah, reason this one out.
Yeah. Oh, it's tricky. It's my friend's birthday today, so we're going out later, so I can't really decide that. It's all the girls, so I think maybe the Saturday.
Yes!
No, that wasn't a decision! No!
Break what?
Stop the song.
Oh,
were you just reasoning that out, or were you actually seriously saying that you'd rather have the Saturdays higher?
Yeah, it's a good night out song.
Than Pharrell.
Yeah, I'm just a bit of a pop
prince. Excellent. That's all we need to know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can we just actually appreciate how amazing this intro is? Because if you ever forget the name of the Saturdays, it's right there. Hey, Florida, Frankie, Molly, Una, Vanessa, Rochelle. What you doing Saturday, girl? I'm doing nothing. Chew. Because then at least I'm doing nothing wrong. That was the Saturdays and Flo Rida. What an intro from him. One of his best.
I do enjoy the video. I've got to admit, I just thought I'd go and watch the video for old time's sake.
Yes, Queen. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, 3-0 though. 3-0.
Kind of downhill to the weekend now, isn't it, really?
This is really bad. And also, you've become extra smug.
Yeah, I was really, really enjoying that. Could you tell? It's like I've had... I don't know what's happened. It's like I've got a new lease of life. It's like I've got a new well.
I know what's happening. You have got a new well.
Yeah.
And I'm going to find out who you're paying.
But I'm not paying anyone.
No,
but how have I suddenly done it this week?
And I'm interested to know anyone's theories on this.
Yeah,
but
where have I suddenly got all this great new music from?
Yeah, it's like you've suddenly discovered there's a whole world of music out there.
Yeah, and it's really unnerving you. I'm really enjoying
it. Because I want... my theory is you're paying someone.
Seriously, she just chose this over Pharrell, says Aaron. Perfect banger, you've made my Wednesday, says Alan. Stayed in the car for the Saturday, says Katie. Mm. Epic Flo Rida intro,
here's
I know.
Here's the thing, the title of it shouldn't be a banger. And then you hear it and even I'm like, but
it's
my problem
pop.
Is I don't know where you've got it from. Anyway, look, 2 more days. If you're listening to Ready One right now and you do end up on bangers on the next 2 days, my word, the responsibility.
Yeah. Absolute Please. Tune, says Charlotte, having a sing-along dance break from my revision. That's what they want, see? The Scott Mills Daily. We're halfway through the week already. I don't know how that happened. Should we do it?
I'm ready now if you are, yep.
Need some Wednesday motivation, here it is.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
So excited.
It's going to be a long gap, isn't it?
Gas Queen!
Go on, pigs.
The awkward moment when you forget where you are, but you're actually in Exeter.
At least we stole the show. At least we stole the show. What's up, London? Exeter!
Rubbish.
Oh, passing James Rubbish.
Robs. Oh.
Radio 1 is awesome.
It is, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? I love stuff like that.
Don't get that anywhere else, do you, eh? They're too busy playing adverts on The Wanted. Hello, Chris and Rotherham, bumbling like crazy, loving the gap today, especially the orchestra, true. Very good. Billy, bumbling his compressors off at work in Colville. Claire, Rob, Ava and Minnie bumbling their bits off in Ibiza around the pool listening to us. Having a little Spanish bumbleo. Why not?
Do you know what? I can picture that.
Yeah. Bring on the weekend, lads, says Dave.
Bumbleo.
Awesome gap, lads, Martin and Ken. Ryan says, yes, Queen, yes, Queen. That orchestra gets me every time. Just incredible, says Dom. I've played it for ages.
Apparently the office stood up and applauded after that gap.
What, in here?
In here, yeah.
Wow.
That's pride.
Proud to be at Radio 1. Bumbling like crazy, says Crithin Rotherham. Good gap. Bumbling to A-level chemistry, says Sheena. Bumbling in revision hell is Rachel. The gap was so long, I forgot what we were actually doing, says Nathan. Can't cope with the orchestra in stitches. That's from Lucy. Where else? York. Hello, Wales. Just finished his first exam. Oh.
40
of those. Good one today.
Yeah, man.
Perfect end to my 2-day week, says Rachel. Richard bumbling in his shed.
Spence bumbling his spanners off.
Martin, Nathan and Steve in Ipswich. Ellie is loving Bumbleo Wednesday today. Ready for the weekend. 2 days to go. Tom and Rich bumbleoing on the way back to Bath from Twickenham after smashing their sewage sampling
today.
That went
so quickly.
So quick.
I think because long gap.
Who's
I'll see you.
Oh, I even missed my cue.
Blazing!
Got any clips for Innuendo Bingo? Maybe you've seen something on TV that you think would be excellent for it. We rely on your emails for this, so if you think something would be a good innuendo bingo, then email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Tell us what they said, what show it was on, what channel, and around what time, and we will do the rest. Tomorrow, Reggie and Bolly are on Innuendo Bingo.
Yes, I forgot about that.
It really fills you with joy, that, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's gonna be bouncing, yes. That one. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be so much energy, I feel.
Reggie and Bolly on Innuendo Bingo tomorrow at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Wednesday's Real or No Real with Alice Levine. Hi.
Hi, Huns. How's things?
Really good, thanks. You know there's a campaign to get rid of the word Hun.
I know, I just heard. Sorry about that.
What is that about?
Why are people being sports? There's always something, isn't it? Gets too popular, gets too powerful.
People love a campaign, though, don't they? People campaign about everything.
I just think it's a great word.
Hun?
Yeah.
You do overuse it, Alice.
Do I?
Yeah, because I also, you make the word very insincere.
Hi, Huns.
That's the point, isn't it?
Also, you use it in a way which is, you kind of use the word if you don't like someone as well. It's quite
that's not true.
It's quite patronising. Do you know what I mean?
What, in this context, do you think? When I say it to you on a Wednesday?
Yeah, I don't know quite how you mean it when you come in and say it to us.
I think you're being paranoid.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay, here's today's Real or No Real.
Let's do it, Huns.
Everyone's favourite birthday cake, Colin the Caterpillar, now has a girlfriend called Connie.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Colin the Caterpillar is the man? I don't know what you would call it. Is the cake.
I didn't know that he was called Colin.
Did you not?
No.
Do you not think this is big news, though, that he has a girlfriend called Connie, given that I thought Colin may have been gay?
Right, why?
Go on.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You know, just when you get that vibe.
Right. Was your gaydar flickering?
Just very flamboyant.
Yeah.
Is it because he wears a top hat?
Very colourful.
Like all gays. What are you on about?
I don't think this. I'm just trying to find out what Chris means.
No. I'm just saying if I was to put money on either way, for some reason, I just...
Why are you betting on Colin the Caterpillar anyway?
I'm not betting on it. It's not like I'm putting
the
money on this.
If I were a betting man, I'd say he was gay. No, it's a cake.
It's just vibes I get. I was just surprised to hear the news.
It's a sponge.
It's an actual sponge. Can we all just relax?
Well, why is the assumption then that he's got to have a girlfriend?
Oh. Well, he's got one now.
I haven't known a scandal like this since Percy the Pigs went reversey Percy. Do you remember? Honestly.
I know.
Does anyone else get Colin the Caterpillar when it's their birthday? Like, this is a tradition in my family that's been going on for years.
Oh, yeah. Loads of people do. Especially at workplaces, always get a caterpillar, don't they?
Aren't there different versions for different supermarkets? I think Colin might be the posh one. And then there's like a not so posh one that's like Stephen the Centipede somewhere else, and like they've all got their own versions.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
But he's the one from Wem and Wes.
He's the eyebrow one.
I saw David Beckham holding one of these recently as well.
What?
I think he had one for his birthday. Yeah, which is well cool.
I love that everyone across the board has them.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah, I've had one.
No, you haven't.
No, I haven't, but I would like to think that one day I will.
Yours was an arancini truffle. Oh, God, you're posh.
Beatrice the Beetle from a bespoke bakery.
I think it's definitely something that would happen because obviously the success of Colin, it would be good for them to branch out. And then people have to buy two cakes for people's birthdays because they'll feel obliged to keep the family together.
So
I'm going to go real.
It is a genius move, but I think that it's such a protected brand that I think they wouldn't even go there. So I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Not only has Colin celebrated his 25th birthday, he's partied with David Beckham, you're correct, and graced more than 7 million birthday bashes worldwide in his lifetime. He's also finally entered the dating game. Get in, Colin.
Go on,
yes,
Colin.
Yes, Colin, lad.
And next.
A university study has shown that the number of tears shed from people watching Love Actually would fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Who has commissioned this study, please?
I know. Like, do some actual maybe medical research or something?
Do you not think it's a good stat? If it's real, that's an amazing stat. I would remember that one.
You're right. It would stay with you.
What was the last film you cried at?
Great question. I don't think I've ever cried at a film.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What,
I am,
never?
Actually. I don't think I ever
Come
have.
On.
Come on.
Well, give me some suggestions.
Bambi.
The Notebook.
The Notebook. I don't think I've seen that one. What's that about?
It's really
sad. It's
about
sad. A notebook.
It's really sad at the end.
Is it?
Yeah.
No spoilers.
Love Actually is emotional in places, though. Just trying to remember what the teary moments on it are.
You always cry more on a plane as well if you watch something on a plane.
100%, sweetheart.
Yeah, that's actual science.
Yeah, I mean, I actually sobbed at... What's the one where the dog dies?
Oh, don't. Marley and Me.
Oh, my word. Sorry, plot spoiler there. Can this be real? The number of tears shed from people watching Love Actually would fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
I think it's a slightly odd one to choose because Chris is right. It's not... a ball all the way through movie. Like there are some like sad bits, but when I think of a really sad film, I don't necessarily think of that. So I'm going to maybe go no real also because I think the study is a tad ridiculous.
It's going to be minimal tears, isn't it? You'd need so many to fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool. So I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
But the University of Leicester has found that an Olympic-sized swimming pool could be filled if everyone in the world cried 55 tears each. Do some proper work.
All just get in.
And finally,
the Earl of Devon and his wife invited Radio 1's Dev to stay in their castle on Sunday night, but he thought they were joking, so didn't turn up.
I spent quite a bit of time with the Earl of Devon at the weekend.
Yeah.
Because obviously I was using his castle to raise the flag with your face on.
Yes.
And got chatting to him, but he never invited me back to stay that evening.
You know who his wife is, don't you?
No. Who's his wife?
Do you know who it is?
The Earless of Devon?
Yeah, but like she's a thing.
What? Who?
She's off of Baywatch.
What?
You are joking.
Off of Baywatch.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's quality.
No, that's not true.
Real.
Not real.
Real.
Are you sure that
you've seen
her? Is this
a real or no real within a real or no real?
Yeah.
You've not just looked at her and gone, she looks like a film star.
No, if you don't remember Baywatch because it was ages ago, just look up AJ off of Baywatch and that is the Earl of Devon's wife.
Right. And so anyway, so Dev, do you reckon this is Dev blagging though? Because Dev is good at that kind of thing. I can imagine Dev just saying straight up, can I stay in your castle?
Oh,
which
yeah.
is again something that I didn't do.
Definitely.
Sometimes don't ask, don't get. You've just got to be bold.
What do you reckon then? Real or no real?
I feel like this is the kind of thing that Dev would have got himself mixed up in. So I'm going to say real.
I love the idea that Dev would have stayed in the castle that night. I can't get my head around why they would invite him. It's well random. If none of us other Radio 1 people weren't invited. So I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yes.
So Dev asked the Earl of Devon on air at the weekend, can I stay tonight in your castle? And they were like, yeah, sure. He obviously just thought it was a joke. They did actually make a bed up for Dev in one of the rooms in the castle that night, and he did not show
up.
He showed up, the Earl of Devon, and former Baywatch babe AJ, the Countess of Devon.
Incredible.
Oh,
absolutely
don't do that.
Incredible.
That's not good manners, is it?
At the end of that round of Real or No Real?
It's a draw. I got 20. Alice, you got 20.
Bit of a trend for this of late.
Yeah, it has been draws recently, hasn't it?
When are you next back on, please?
I'm going to do a little Saturday, a little Sunday.
1 till 4?
1 till 4.
Lush. Good to see you, my darling.
Ta-ra. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. We're back on tomorrow at 1:45. We've got Innuendo Bingo with Reggie and Bolly.
Ready for it?
Mash it up. So that's going to be on at 1:45 tomorrow, and you can watch it on the Radio 1 website. You are really excited.
Honestly, I'm buzzing for that one. That's going to be fun.
If you missed any of our Nick Jonas chat interview, it was just me and him on a picnic bench at Radio 1's big weekend. We discussed all the hot topics, like his favourite pizza.
Whole wheat crust, fig spread, prosciutto, arugula, parmesan. Yeah, doesn't that sound amazing?
Yeah, see, this is why if I go to America, I get really confused with the options, because everywhere you go, even if it's like the cheapest cafe, they're like, you want the arugula with the prosciutto spread?
I love pizza, but I didn't understand much of that.
Whole wheat crust.
Try it.
Fig spread. Prosciutto. Arugula.
Huh?
Parmesan.
What?
Huh? Doesn't that sound amazing?
Yes. If you want to hear that whole interview, if you love Nick Jonas, the Scott Mills Daily Podcast is where you'll find it. The whole interview from Big Weekend after the show tonight. Get it from the Radio 1 website or wherever you normally get your downloads from. Those are Wednesday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Getting wet at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo are Reggie and Bolly.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.